PHP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.
Greetings. Welcome to the Worst Golf Podcast. Everybody wants to be the best. We strive to be the worst. When a bad take is necessary, we'll be here to share it with you. I'm your host, JB, and with me is Morgan. She'll spend most of her time off camera, but she's here to keep me in line with all those buttons and some sounds and things like that. Before you get started, I want to say, make sure you subscribe to whatever outlet you're watching this on or listening to it. It helps us more than you know. I also want to thank Noel and Adam Rank from Srixon and from the NFL Network, I should say, for coming on last week. That was a lot of fun. Morgan, I know you had a good time. Did you take Adam's thoughts to heart when you made your draft?
I did. Although it's funny because I did end up drafting the players that we talked about, but not intentionally. It's just sort of how it fell to me.
Maybe he was in your mind subconsciously.
Maybe.
We also held a contest for a Srixon driver. This Srixon driver had to be exact as I hit the microphone. I hope that didn't make the sound crazy. And I want to announce a winner. So join me in congratulating Miss Ike. That is his forum screen name. You are the winner of the Srixon ZX5 driver.
I wonder if that's actually how he says his name.
I would probably say no.
Probably not. I don't think we've ever said anybody's name right.
I think that's his name. Maybe. What do you think? It could be my psych?
I have no idea. I mean, I said Miss Ike, which means it's probably wrong because I pronounce everybody's name wrong.
I'm going with his name being Miss Ike.
Okay.
Also in the news for Srixon is not this driver, but the USGA conforming list has something of a, I'll call it a list. It's online and it gets published once a week. And it's when companies submit clubs for approval from the USGA. Therefore, they can be used in tournament play. And I don't know why they publish pictures. I've asked and haven't gotten an answer. But they put this out every week and a club company like a Srixon will submit the club. They'll photograph it. They'll do their measurements to make sure it is conforming. And then they publish that. This last week, or I should say week and a half ago-ish, Srixon's new driver was on the list, Morgan.
Wait.
They had a new driver on the list. It's called the ZX7 MK2LS. And if you want pictures of it, or if you're listening and want to find pictures of it, you can go to the THP forum. It's there. Driver still had rebound frame, which was their big tech story from last year with the current model. Really good technology, actually, as far as the face. But it also had movable weights front and back. LS tends to do that as you can move the weight forward. Moving the weight forward will reduce spin, generally speaking, and I'm talking in generalizations here. It's intriguing. And I have a feeling it's going to be in bags on tour relatively soon. We're in that part of the season when a lot of club testing gets going on. And that one seems like it's going to get in the bags. People don't realize it because for so many years, Srixon players, notice I said Srixon, there's no T in there.
I'm listening to how you're pronouncing it.
Srixon players played their irons, had the Cleveland wedges, Srixon ball. But when it got to the Metalwoods, they didn't play him. You know, players like Hideki and stuff like that. And that changed with this line. As I drop it on the desk and ruin the show, make it worse than it already is. That changed with this line. And we saw Hideki put it in play and others. And I think we're going to see that again with this one. I have no information. I haven't talked to Srixon about it. I tend to wait until after the USGA, knowing that they'll get me the information before launch anyway. So excited about that. Obviously, as it gets closer to release, we'll have a lot of information on it coming up. But figured it was a nice little segue from the ZX5 winner in Miss Ike.
So we think.
To the ZX7 MK2 LS.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. Also on last week's show, I may have dropped a teaser or a hint. Something exciting coming from Srixon. I have no news on it. And in fact, I probably shouldn't even have dropped the teaser, but it seemed like the right timing. I know Morgan gets mad at me when I do that.
It drives me crazy.
But in this case, we do have something exciting coming from them in 2023. I had to think about that.
Did
you notice me enunciate the words? Yeah. I had to think about that one a little bit because I kind of forgot what year we were having.
I've always especially this time of year, because we're always focused on 2023 and what's going on for next year, that I forget that we're in, still in 2022.
So funny story about that. I was in a text chain with a couple of people that I work with in the industry, and I said I forgot to do something, and somebody made a joke of, that's what you get when you turn 50. And I wrote back, ha ha, joke's on you, I'm only 47. And then he responded with, well, actually the joke's on you, because I know your birthday and you're 48.
Yeah, you are 48.
And I realized at that point that things are kind of just a blur at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of just going with the flow. I'm even keel. You know, that's me. That's what they call me, is even keel.
Oh, for sure. You're very just like patient.
Yeah.
Just relaxed kind of person.
So, yeah, that was pretty interesting that I found out I aged a year in about 2 minutes. But we do have something exciting coming with Srixon in 2023. Stay tuned for that. As we get closer to the end of the year, we'll kind of drop some information, but it's something you are not going to want to miss. What Arrow doesn't want to miss is BarkBox. Everybody loves BarkBox, and we want to thank all the listeners, viewers, subscribers, readers that have signed up. If you have a dog and you aren't using BarkBox, you're missing out. Box comes every single month, and if you sign up at www.barkbox.com/THPGolf, you'll get a free month added to your multi-month subscription. Obviously, if you want your dog to be happy, basically what I'm saying is, if you love your dog and you don't subscribe to BarkBox, you're a terrible dog owner. I'm really not saying that.
And but, obviously you hate Arrow then too.
Yeah, obviously you hate Arrow, who is down by our feet during this show, not in his normal chair next to me.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I feel like he's chewing on wires or something. But
probably, you're trying to get into the trash.
Not. We're moving right along here. And one of the things that we brought up a couple of shows ago is a new segment called Weird News from Our Home State. And Morgan's got a doozy this week.
Oh, I do. This is going to be a good one. Are we ready?
We are ready.
Okay, here we go. Florida man. I always like starting with that. Actually, let me go back and start with this. This is an older story, but it was so good I had to tell it anyway.
How old are we talking about here?
Like a month ago.
Okay, that's not too old.
No, it wasn't like several years ago. It was a month ago. So, Florida man arrested on DUI charge after driving scooter into Walmart shelves. The man was running into shelves and swerving. A 39-year-old man was arrested on allegations of driving a motorized scooter while drunk and crashing into shelves Sunday at a Walmart in Melbourne. According to Melbourne police, the man was driving a Walmart scooter and had his...
I changed your lights, by the way, because you're talking about Walmart. I figured blue made more sense.
I thought something changed as I was reading it. I was like, did I hit something? Because I kicked the table.
No, I decided to set the mood for you.
Threw me off there. Now I got to start over.
Credit for me.
According to Melbourne police, the man was driving a Walmart scooter and had his open backpack sitting in the scooter basket where an open bottle of Smirnoff vodka could be seen. Police said the man was seen swaying in the scooter and running into shelves, and he nearly struck other customers. Police said the man had glassy eyes and smelled like alcohol. The scooter driver was unresponsive when asked to show his ID and had to be taken to a patrol vehicle on a stretcher. The man refused a breath test where he was taken into custody. When he was taken into custody, according to police. The man was booked into the Brevard County Jail on charges of DUI, refusal with prior citation, disorderly intoxication, and possession of an open container.
Okay, I have so much to ask about this.
I figured you did.
First off, I had a DUI?
Yeah, you could get a DUI apparently on a Walmart scooter. Who knew?
But
I mean, he
I
was
could
operating.
See a DUI if you were in the parking lot with it, but we're talking about... just driving through the store.
Yeah, but he's still driving and he was still endangering
other
people.
I mean, the standard scooter driver drives pretty terrible or takes up the entire aisle.
Think about this, right? Think about if he hits this giant display and the display falls over and then it hits a child.
See that,
by
the way? What? Nailed it again. You're back to green light.
Oh, look at you with all these new fancy devices. But seriously, he could have knocked over a big display and then the display hits a small child. That could hurt the child. So, I mean, he's a danger to others.
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, you could get a DUI on a bicycle, too.
I knew that.
Yeah.
But ooh, I didn't know scooter inside the store.
Yeah. So don't drive the Finn scooter drunk.
I can make no promises about that.
I actually don't think I've ever seen you drunk.
Yeah, I'm not a huge drinker. No. But by the way, this show is not sponsored by C4, but I'm drinking one right now because it said Super Brain Performance Feel.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. It's not working. It says performance fuel.
Oh, boy.
The microphone was in the way of me reading it. And I feel no smarter. Just wanted to throw
Which flavor is that one? I think I've had that. It's really good.
It actually doesn't taste terrible.
It's Freedom Ice. I don't actually know what it tastes like, but it is
pretty good. Like freedom. Wow. Okay. Like you're embarrassing yourself for not knowing. You know who isn't
free? This guy.
Yeah. So I'll ask everybody out there, leave us a comment below, A, if you've ever seen a drunk person in Walmart. I feel like that's a necessary thing.
I think that's any day that ends in
Yeah, I'm curious. Why? B, did you know you could get a DUI drunk on the scooter?
I have to say, I actually didn't know that.
So yeah, that's actually really interesting. I figured you could in the parking lot. Like, I'll give them that.
Okay, so now the next question would be, if we have any law enforcement officers that are here, what's the stat on that?
Yeah, I'd like to know the actual code.
Well,
they could pretty much spit out anything and I'll be like, yeah, that's right. I knew that.
But... Oh, yeah, that's true. But yeah, like, what's the stat? Like, how often do you get like DUIs for non-motor vehicles, meaning like not like a regular car? Like,
yeah,
scooters,
that is interesting.
Bikes.
I could say I've never had a driving under the influence, but
that's
to be fair, I don't drive under the influence.
Well, no.
Not even risk it. But I do have a wife that doesn't drink.
Yeah, it does help you.
So,
you never have to worry.
It's one of those things where there's always that built-in drunk driver, even though I'm not a big drinker. Maybe it's age. I don't know. I feel like you get to, like, I grew up in a house that where people didn't drink.
Same.
And I feel like that's part of it. But now they do drink.
I know. That's so weird. I remember when I first met them, you're like, yeah, my parents don't drink. And then the first time I met them, they're like, we'll have beers. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, and they have wine every night. I think there's that age where either A, they can't tolerate each other anymore, so being drunk makes it work. To be fair, they don't drink like that. It's like one glass of wine with dinner. But B, it cures the boredom.
But it's so cute because they do like little appetizers. They'll have like a little bruschetta or something, or like a caprese salad with a little wine or something before their dinner. It's adorable.
I bet half our audience just wondered what the hell a caprese salad is.
It's mozzarella.
And they're like, that's not caprese?
No, and it's delicious. It's mozzarella. It's like a little circle of mozzarella, tomato, basil. It's a little bit drizzle of balsamic. And sometimes people put oil on there too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's delicious. It's refreshing.
So we've been talking about this crazy news drunk driver.
Yes.
But I am actually headed to there. I'm there now. I mean, we recorded this the day before where I'm not driving. But when you guys watch and listen to this, I am there in West End, North Carolina at the Budget Championship. And we're doing something at the Dormy Club that is really, really cool. We were working with Budget Golf and Bag Boy, and Theragun is involved as well. Where the participants are going to play some golf. They're going to meet the people from Budget. They're going to meet the people from Bag Boy. We're going to do a two-man tournament. It's called the Budget Championship. And right now on our site, if you go to the website or the forum, you can enter a contest where you pick which one of the 8 two-man teams is going to win. We gave them fun team names. The way it worked is when people signed up, we actually made the pairings. You didn't have to have a pair to sign up to get in. The swag is off the charts. Budget always does it right, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And also, just real quick, it was not easy coming up with those team names.
No, it wasn't. You got to be a little bit more PC than we've been in years past.
Yeah.
And I'm not great at that.
No, me either.
But Budget does it right with the swag. The guys got so much stuff, including a Bag Boy Nitron, a custom Theragun with the Budget Championship
logo.
It's
still my favorite.
Is awesome.
I think it's awesome.
New golf shoes, new golf socks, 3 Peter Millar polos.
Which are really nice. We posted pictures of them. They look really good.
Yeah. Golf balls, backpack. Like, there's just so much stuff. There's even a surprise gift they'll get when we get there. And we're doing this at the private Dormy Club, where I was just there for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell people about it. Dormy Club is part of the Dormy Network. It's not all in one. So there's 6 clubs that make it up.
Yeah, that confused me.
7th being built. It does to me too, because Dormy Club and Dormy Network have the same logo.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
And ironically enough, Dormy Club was not their first club.
Really?
So, yeah.
Interesting.
But so we're going to the Dormy Club and we're going to play a couple rounds of golf. We have some good dinners set up. I know you worked with the banquets person and our concierge.
Yep. The food
Shout out
person.
To John, our concierge, if he's listening. He's probably not. great job on getting this done, but we're going to have a blast. But right now, for the people who aren't in it, is what I wanted to say, go enter the contest. All you got to do is pick which team you're going to win, who's going to win. And if you do, you're going to get your own custom Theragun Mini. Pretty awesome.
Yes.
You're going to get some other stuff to go along with that. And you'll know the results next week on the THP forum.
I like it.
Yeah. It's one of those things where when you go to the Dormy Club or any of the Dormy Network clubs for an experience of ours, you're going to get great golf, but you're also going to eat really well.
Oh, yeah. You've told me about it. Participants have told me about it that have experienced it so far. And the pictures are definitely drool worthy.
Yeah. The level of service and everything else. So when you come back from one of these events, you kind of want to starve yourself. And I'm going to turn it over to you for, you know, your little healthy cooking corner, which in a lot of ways makes so much sense, especially when I return from this event.
Yes, exactly. You've got to detox a little bit. So the next recipe that I want to share with you guys, I made this recently. I have to be honest. It's
going to Orange to nail it.
Oh, to match my shirt.
Yeah.
It's freaking delicious. Like, seriously, I'm not an egg person. I always try to find ways to eat eggs, but I really don't like them. And the only way that I can really make them palatable is to just cover them in ketchup, which drives him crazy. He calls it a crime scene, but whatever. It's the only way I could do it. But this
one, it's wrong on so many levels.
This one is so good. It doesn't even need ketchup. So it's a tomato and zucchini frittata. Don't let the name frittata scare you. It's super easy. Really, the biggest thing that you need is a pan that can go from stovetop to oven. So as long as you have an oven-safe pan, you're good to go. I won't read the whole recipe. We'll post it up on all of the different channels. But basically, it's so easy. You just take a bunch of eggs, whip them up, cut up a few vegetables. And by the way, a quick tip, if you don't want to cut up vegetables, grocery stores sell them all cut up all the time. And you can use any vegetables you want. Like this one called for zucchini and the tomato. If you don't like the tomato, don't use the tomato. It's pretty.
Is bacon a vegetable?
No.
Oh.
You could add it though. You could add bacon to it, but I wouldn't. I actually don't think that it would taste good in this personally. But like I had some green peppers and some spinach. So I threw that in there too because I like that stuff. And if anytime I can add more vegetables to something, I will. But really, I mean, you just cook it up on the stovetop. You add the eggs. You let it set for like a minute. You pop it in the oven and you're done. Here's the biggest thing. And I'm going to make sure to write it on here when we post it up. You can use any cheese you want to. But I highly recommend following the recipe with either the Asiago or the Pecorino Romano because the cheese truly is what makes it because it's a real potent, strong cheese. And it's so good. And actually, you get a huge portion. The whole thing is 4 servings. And I'm talking, it's like a big piece. So there's my recipe.
We'll get that posted up in the forum for everybody so they can try it out. I know the last one was a success and people really enjoyed it and had to get you back onto green there.
And I was just going to say, if you have any questions or if you want questions about substitutes or anything like that, I'm always happy to answer them for you.
Yeah. Apparently you cannot substitute bacon for all the vegetables.
No, you can't. I've actually tried like tofu bacon and it's inedible. It is disgusting.
That's
No, it's horrible. So I went to, this was my first mistake. No offense to those who are vegan, but I went to a vegan restaurant with a friend years ago and she's like, you got to try it. It's amazing. They have the best salad ever. And it's got this vegan bacon. It tastes just like bacon. You'll never know. Oh, you know. First of all, the texture is gross. The texture was like jiggly almost like jello. I don't know. It was
get down with some jello bacon.
No, it was awful. I turned around and spit it out in my napkin. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
No, certain things were really good, but vegan bacon, hard pass.
You know what does sound good?
What?
I just love that segue because it has there's no basis for it whatsoever.
No.
Titleist is releasing new drivers this week.
They are. Oh, wait.
What am I waiting for?
It didn't work. There it is.
Oh, a gasp.
Yeah. I'm still working on this.
They are releasing the TSR driver. Everybody kind of knows about it. It's been out on tour since, I want to say late June. It could have been early July, but I want to say late June and done really well. In fact, I think the first week it was released out on tour, it won. They have a very large tour staff, so that would make some sense. But it is the worst kept secret in golf, but it is being released later on this week. we will have a full article up. It's got some pretty cool technology. We know a bunch of THPers have gone through and gotten fit for it. So you'll want to read the story. I know James is going to put a lot into it, and he's hit them all and has some great information on it. But you will want to read that one. We are also doing an event with them afterwards. But this is a release that I think is kind of important for Titleist.
Okay.
And Titleist is considered a giant in this industry. Sure. And they are a giant in this industry. No bones about it. They are known more for their golf ball than their clubs.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah, I think that they're definitely becoming, or I shouldn't say becoming, but are well known for their clubs too.
Yeah.
I mean, I would agree with you. When everybody thinks Titleist, the first thing they think of is Pro V1. Yeah.
And so rather than head down all the data points and everything, when it comes to Titleist clubs, Scotty Cameron putters, Fokey wedges, they're really well known.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that too. Big sellers. Scotty Cameron for sure.
Obviously the golf ball is the giant in the industry as far as big sellers. I'm not talking about performance, guys. If you have questions about Titleist clubs or performance, talk about it on the forum. I'm not discussing that part.
You're talking about name recognition.
Yeah, name recognition and how they sell. Mm-hmm. But over the years, some people would say Titleist for drivers and irons might have lost their way a little bit. I'm not one of those people, but the sales kind of said that they weren't as good as they were in other categories.
Okay, that's fair.
Well, I think that's kind of changing.
Okay.
I think TSR will solidify that. I don't think, I'm not coming out and saying it's going to be the number one seller on the market. It's not going to be. But I do think there's going to be an increase there. And I think as they continue to promote through their fittings, as well as having them in stock at stores, you're going to see more and more people, you know, adopt that topic or that golf club and the line as well. You're not going to see the Joe Titleist, as I'll call him for lack of a better word,
sure,
who is the guy who has all Titleist clubs, and then see nobody have any Titleist clubs outside of Vokey wedges or a Scotty Cameron putter anymore.
Okay.
You're going to see them have a Titleist driver here and there and mixed up. And I actually think that they could make a run at a ping in the sales department. You know, there's two other companies that are above both those in driver sales, but I think that you could see Titleist make a run at ping with this one. It's got some neat stuff going on, and their messaging is pretty on point. They'll get to see it all when it comes out later this week, but I think this is going to be an interesting one.
This is the stuff that fascinates you too, doesn't it? Because I know you love all the statistics on this.
Well, I'm a marketing guy, and I don't mean that as a career choice. I'm not a marketing guy, but I like it.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's what I mean.
Everybody gets so upset. Oh, it's all marketing. So?
Yeah.
Like, don't buy it. You know, if you don't like it, don't buy it. You don't see the companies put out 10 yards longer than so-and-so as much anymore. I actually liked that stuff. It was pretty bold, and I used to try to match it and things like that and then find the fine print. And
yeah, it was. But I understood people's argument, too, where they're like, if every year I'm getting 10 yards longer, when am I going to start hitting 500-yard drives?
Well, you're also getting a year older, and you're not very good. But
rude. Did you just say I'm not good?
Yes, but no. I'm talking about the casual golfer. But yes, I agree with all that.
Yeah.
But I do like the marketing. I think it's fun. I think it's bold. I think it's creative.
And the thing I love is the creativity. Like, I love it when there are some companies where I was like, did you really just put that out? But then there's like, I'm not going to say it. I want to, but I'm not going to. But then there are others where I'm like, that was super creative. Like, I don't know who came up with that, if it was a collective thing, but like, I liked that.
I actually asked on social media last week, I think it was 2 weeks ago, actually, and also on the forum, like, what's the worst marketing? And maybe somebody else asked. I think somebody else actually asked it, and I was just involved there. What's the worst marketing angle for golf clubs? And it was almost unanimous, Morgan.
Which was?
It was the puppets that TaylorMade did for the Jet Speed driver. And I want to say it was about 10 years ago. Might have been 12 years ago.
I feel like I've maybe blocked this out.
It was called the Speed Police, and they had these marionettes.
Oh, yes. I remember now.
And they actually had a media event where they took people in a jet from Carlsbad, I think, to Las Vegas. I actually missed that one. I was at the one before that, and I was invited to that one and couldn't go. It was a big mess travel. But yeah, the Speed Police is almost unanimously or universally panned. I'm really struggling to talk today.
You need to drink more.
I need my focus power, which isn't even that. It's super brain. I can't even get that. It's not working.
No, clearly it's not.
But Speed Police was almost universally chosen. And they didn't like Rocket Balls either, but that one...
That was the one I was thinking of. I didn't want to say.
Yeah, that was successful. I mean, that club line did really well for
them. It's just the name.
But Speed Police... And what the biggest problem with Speed Police, I can make the case that that driver, the jet speed driver, mm-hmm. was really good.
Okay.
And it was ahead of its time.
That happens a lot, where sometimes something's just ahead of its time.
Yeah, I actually think the person who worked on that, that was the last club that he worked on before leaving TaylorMade.
Oh.
But it was a really good driver, but the Speed Police killed it. It had no chance.
It was so bad. I do remember that now. That was terrible.
I still have nightmares of the Sergio or Jason Day puppets in my head. It did not go well.
It should have come out around Halloween for like Scary Movie type thing.
Yeah, it really should have been. So going back to the thing, I like the marketing, and I think Titleist with TSR is getting pretty creative in this one, and I'm looking forward to kind of jumping in. Mm-hmm. And learning a lot more about it. And I know that our article that's coming out later this week, you guys will all learn with me.
I've been thinking about this segue in my head about what's to talk about next.
Oh, there really isn't one.
No, I know, but I have one.
Go for it.
And
give
I'm
it
like,
to me.
Should I say it or should
sure.
I keep it to
myself? So for those that don't follow, we keep some basic notes.
Yeah.
A shared notepad. And
which, by the way, that's super cool.
Yeah, we don't do any scripts or anything like that. But we have some basic notes on some things we want to talk about because they're interesting to us.
Yeah. So all I kept thinking was, as you were talking about that, and people are going to want to put it in the bag. You like that?
I like that.
All right. Go ahead. I'll let you perfect that.
If you end up with a TSR, you can put it in your bag. Speaking of bags, So it dawned on me as I was getting ready to travel up here to North Carolina that I don't own a lot of golf bags.
No, you actually don't.
And I've been in the market for a new one. Mm-hmm. So the bag I've been using is a bag that I got at the Budget Golf Experience 2 years ago. We played a place called Lost Dunes. A couple of four members joined myself and a member from Budget Golf. And we played this super private club in South Bend area. It was beautiful golf course. Just gorgeous.
That whole state has like surprisingly beautiful golf courses.
Yeah, there's quite a few there. But I've been using that bag, and to be honest, I've never liked it.
No?
I know that Ping for years was what you got for a stand bag.
Yeah.
The Ping Hoofer is notorious.
That's what it was. I know.
For being the best stand bag. And I genuinely think for years they were, and I think they've been surpassed. They've been equaled, and in my opinion, they've been surpassed. I know a lot of people don't think that. But so I've been looking at golf bags, and it dawned on me that they're all. A lot of them are similar. And I shouldn't say they're all the same because they're very much not.
Sure.
You know, if you look at a brand like Bag Boy with the revolver top and top lock technology and things like that, they're not all the same.
No, they've come a long way for sure.
But what I realized in my search is I don't know what I'm really looking for.
Okay.
Is that weird?
No, I don't think so. Because I also think that different courses. See, it's different because you travel a lot for golf. So it's not like you're playing the same course all the time or the same like two courses all the time where you're like, okay, I need these specific things.
Right.
You might need something different for the different type of courses. So it's a little more difficult to pick like, I'm air quoting, the perfect bag.
When you break it down like that, that's true. So I should say I use that Ping Hoofer when I travel. But when I'm here, I use a Moto Caddy and I have a Moto Caddy bag because it locks in and it's one of the best bags I've ever
Seamless.
Used. In a push cart, I've always used, or I have since they've released it, the Callaway with the Lowrider tech. It, you know, fastens in well. For those that don't know that one, it's really a really good bag and they're actually making it even better in the next release. But so I've used that. What I don't have is that lightweight stand bag that I really like because, like I said, I don't love the Hoofer bag anymore. It's the quality's not what it used to be, and the legs are good, but the rest of it, I just don't know. And I don't know where to go with. And I want to ask everybody who's watching or listening, post in the comments or on the THP forum what it is you look for in a bag because it dawned on me something else when I asked on social, and I asked both on Twitter and Instagram. I don't think people really know what they're looking for in a bag either.
Maybe not.
There's no real features that stand out.
I think number one thing for most people will probably just be the dividers, because I think that there's a big thing. Like, it's
You either like 14 way or you don't.
Exactly.
And I'm super, a you don't person.
Yeah. And then I think the other one would be, do you want to putter well, and do you need a place to put your umbrella? I think those are the few things.
And if you're going to, if you want to stay or legs or not.
Right. But then all of a sudden you're like, do you need a cooler department? Yeah. I can't talk either.
It's a cooler pocket.
Pocket. Okay. Things like that. But yeah.
So I've been kind of researching it, and I realized that a lot of them kind of follow that same model. And when somebody does come out with something, then you usually see it gravitate towards the rest of the industry, but they're not all the same. And what I've learned is brands have their own kind of identity.
Sure.
And yet I don't know what I'm looking for. Uh-huh. And you watch the responses to my thoughts on social or my question on social, and it is really like I look for the cheapest one, or it's a color that I look for. And there's not a real thought of where stuff's going to go.
Yeah.
All bags seem to have the two saddle bags, I'll call them, the two side pockets.
Yeah.
They have a ball pocket, a valuables pouch, and things like that. But then where do they get creative? And I'm looking for something that, where they got a little creative.
Okay.
So I don't know where it is I'm going to end up with, but I'm curious what you guys all use in a golf bag and what features you want in a golf bag that you may not have.
I feel like too, and this is probably talking a lot about golf bags at this point, but people probably also gravitate towards things like their favorite sports teams, their college team, things like that.
That's true. You do see a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
You want to hear the greatest segue ever?
Yes.
You know what you put your golf bag in?
What?
You put it in a travel cover when you're going to go to a THP event.
You do?
Yeah. I wanted to just kind of briefly mention this because travel covers are the ultimate afterthought for golfers, and they shouldn't be.
No.
So in recent years, we have had some travel covers that have come out with some new features. But the one feature none of them seem to have is durability. And the airports will beat the shit out of your travel cover. What am I waiting for? Oh, you're beeping me. You were a little late on the gun there.
I know. I didn't know you were going to curse. I got to get the trigger finger on that
one. So they really do beat them up. And I had been trying a bunch. And, you know, one of them has the one with legs. I think it's a Sun Mountain. I cannot remember. My mind is fried right now.
The one with the wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love the design of that one because of pushing it through the airport and everything is super easy. But I went through three of them.
Yeah.
This many.
Doesn't it stand up on its own too that way?
Sort of.
Yeah.
But I went through three of them in seven golf trips, Morgan, where the zippers ripped.
Yikes.
Three. So much so that I had a trip. Go ahead.
I was going to ask though, is that partly your fault because you're trying to shove as many golf shoes in there as possible?
I don't do that when I travel. I bring one pair.
I've watched you pack that before.
Yeah. It got so bad at my last time I used it. I was flying to Chicago. And I actually had to go to Budget Golf
and get a new bag
and buy one from their warehouse, which they don't like. There's no register there. That's not where you shop, because it ripped so bad that if I had just put it on there and put it in the plane, it would have fallen apart on the next flight.
Yeah.
So I jumped off of that one and I moved to an Ogio, which I actually really like, but it's almost too big.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I've been using, a Caddy Daddy one they sent me, the first class. Mm-hmm. Now, I've only used it for two trips.
Okay. It's a great name, by the way.
What's that?
It's a great name.
Caddy Daddy?
No, first class.
Oh, first class?
Yeah.
I can honestly say that it might be the most durable I've used.
Okay. I mean, it's a small sample size, but...
It's small sample size, but the zippers just feel more...
I was going to say, because even after you said a couple of them, you could at least notice some wear and tear already.
Yeah. So, and... It's hard because you never really know if it's the cover's fault or if it's the airline's fault or if it's your fault. You just don't know.
It's probably the airline's fault.
They do. They beat the shit out of them.
Oh.
Sorry. But so with the first class, the zipper area feels more substantial. The materials also feel more substantial. But so I tried it for two trips and it's like it's brand new.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So if you've used whatever travel cover you use, leave us a comment, let us know, and what your thoughts are on that travel cover. Because if you're looking for one, if you're going to a THP event or anything, check out the first class. It's phenomenal, and it's actually a really good price, which does not hurt at all.
No, especially with things being so expensive. That's great.
We have a great price coming up, and that's Super Chewer.
Oh.
if you have a dog that's not like Aero, so
that
Aero
treats their toys like the TSA or the airlines treats your travel bag.
She nailed it today. She nailed it. Aero has no teeth, but if your dog has teeth and beats the crap out of their dog toys, shreds them in a day or two, you're going to want to try out Super Chewer. If you go to www.superchewer.com/THP golf and you sign up, you're going to get a free month added to whatever subscription you buy. It's just like BarkBox, except they take care of you. And I'm going to tell a quick story.
Okay.
One of our forum members signed up for BarkBox through our code. And he posted on the forum that they reached out to find out how things were going. And he said, you know, the dog destroyed a toy or something like that. The customer service, he kind of talked through what the customer service was like. Mm-hmm. It's like we went back 50 years.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I was really surprised by that. And that warms my heart because they are a part of this show. And I was glad to hear that. We haven't heard a single complaint. If you have one, share it with us. But we haven't heard a single complaint. But BarkBox, Super Chewer, you can get either one. And we're going to give you a free month.
All right.
Oh, I thought you were going to add a little something there.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's always your thing, so.
We've been talking about going to the Dormy Club, and then I was talking about how I played here, and I used the Moto Caddy.
Yes.
And it got me thinking about the little things that are different here versus travel or a resort or things like that. And it took me down this rabbit hole of the little things on the golf course.
Yes.
Like the expectations or stuff that's over the top or bougie, however you want to call
it. Right. And even things that like you didn't realize you needed or wanted and now all of a sudden you can't live without.
Exactly. Yes. So we went to the Dormy Club and it was right when gnat season was rolling
around.
Oh,
I hate those little bastards. Oh,
they're little bastards are the worst. But they were out. It wasn't terrible. It actually wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
In every cart as we got in, there were these little bug spray wipes.
I love those things.
Yeah. So they were waiting for us. They had fresh towels. The coolers are packed with ice and waters already in there and everything else. And then I go to my local course and it's a nice course. I think they charge, this is a local public course. I think they charge about $150 a round during season.
That's pretty high.
Yeah. So we go there and I get in the cart. There's not even a fresh towel.
Not even a fresh towel?
Yeah.
Like,
and the gnats were everywhere. And I kept thinking, son of a bitch, I should have had my own wipes, but I didn't need them at Dormy Club.
I'm not, you're, even like just a dry towel, not like a scented wet.
No,
towel. Like
I'm not a mango scented towel like we had at our old club.
Oh, those are so nice.
A regular old towel. There wasn't really even the cart was nice.
Sure.
Comfortable club car, the whole nine yards, but they didn't even have a towel for me. They didn't have water. I don't expect that at a public course.
Right. No, I don't either.
But it got me thinking, like, what are the little things in the course that are expected?
Mm-hmm.
And then what are the ones that are over the top that are just nice to get?
Right, where you feel spoiled.
Yeah, I don't expect a bag tag, tees, all that stuff when I go to a public course. I just don't expect that.
No, you shouldn't.
But if I go to a nice place, I do have a level of expectation. It doesn't have to be include like a bag tag and things, but I do want a towel. I do want bottles of water and things like that.
I would at least expect a dry towel.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. I was actually a little disappointed. Not enough where I'd say something or care enough to not go play there.
No,
again.
But if you're paying $150 a round, a simple towel would be nice.
Yeah, I would think so. You know, they have the person who greets you in the parking lot with your clubs, you know, the whole nine yards.
It's
a nicer public course.
Yeah.
And maybe I've just become bougie and spoiled from doing some of these experiences at the nicer places.
Become bougie?
Yeah, become.
Okay.
One of the two of us is there. It's not me.
I am not bougie.
You kind of are.
I am not, but that's okay. We're moving on.
So with you guys, what are your expectations when you go to a public course versus going to a resort, private course? Like what are the things you expect to have and what are the things that it makes it a little over the top for you? I'm really curious about this topic.
I'm actually really curious about this topic too.
So this last week, you've been eating healthy.
Yes.
And I have not.
No. Well, because here's what happened. I got my CSA.
Most people don't know what a
probably,
CSA
no,
is.
But basically, I get fresh fruit and vegetables from
Speaking
local farms.
Speaking of bougie.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that might be a little bougie. I get fresh fruit and vegetables delivered from local farms to our door. I leave a little cooler out. The delivery person comes. They put it in the cooler. It's fantastic. Anyhow, I was trying out two different ones, and I forgot to cancel the other one, so I got two deliveries, so I have an abundance of fruit and vegetables, which I know you're not going to eat. So I said to you, listen,
bacon
I'm not
is not in there, right?
What?
I'm asking again, is bacon part of that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you can get bacon, though. You can from the
Weird.
Local farm.
You didn't get any of that.
No, I did not. But anyhow, I had all this extra fruit and vegetables, and I know that you're not going to eat it. So I said, you're on your own for dinners, because I'm going to be cooking vegetable heavy dinners for the next week. So
that led me to fending for myself, yes. Which led me to a delicious grilled cheese sandwich.
And where did the bread come from?
It came from your CSA.
You're welcome.
Boy, is that really what you're going with here?
Yep.
So I made this grilled cheese sandwich for myself on this nice artisan bread. It was literally perfect.
It was. It was browned perfectly.
Not really the correct use of the word literally, but, you know, neither here nor there. And it got me thinking about the art of the grilled cheese and how many people butcher it.
I know.
So.
Because people aren't patient enough.
I'm not going to describe how I cook it. Nobody really cares about that. That's nonsense. I want to hear your perfect grilled cheese, because it is arguably the best sandwich in existence.
And we did just go to a grilled cheese restaurant.
We did. And we actually posted that question on our forum asking, what would you order from this grilled cheese place called Happy Grilled Cheese? I think it is. Really good.
Yeah,
it was really good.
They nailed the grilled cheese also.
Yeah, they did nail the grilled cheese. It kind of is what got me in the mood for this. Mm-hmm. So I made one. You know, you can't beat a good grilled cheese.
Agreed.
It's time.
It's time?
Yeah. We're going to have a little get off my lawn segment where Morgan rants at the world. And because of that, I'm lighting her up red.
All right. Are you guys ready? I'm still so angry about this one. So yesterday, I was trying to do something on the computer with a program that I have. I used to have a desktop client for it, but they got rid of the desktop client and said, you have to go to our online service.
I think a lot of places are doing that now, right? You know, Adobe and everything. It's a subscription model.
Yeah, exactly. And in some ways, it's great because I can use it from any one of my devices, but whatever. So I'm trying to do this one task that I've always been able to do from the desktop client that I can't figure out how to do from the online version. I Google it. I can't find it. So I was like, okay, fine. I'm giving in. I'm going to do the chat. I prefer to do chats than to call, because a lot of times I can screenshot the chat, one, either for proof, or two, so that I can use it as reference to go back to later. So I'm talking to this guy in the chat, and he's asking me literally 1,000 questions that have nothing to do with what I'm asking for. All I want to know is, how do I do this one task? Well, let me ask you 50 other questions about all this other stuff. And I go, can you just tell me how to do this one task? This went on for no joke, like 25 minutes. And you're changing my light on.
I didn't mean to.
For like 25 minutes. Seriously, I'm not even exaggerating on this. And he just kept asking me more questions. And then finally, he's like, oh, okay, well, you just need to do this. And I was like, are you effing kidding me? Are you seriously kidding me right now?
Was he?
No.
Oh.
No. And I was like, what is the purpose? Like, what just happened here? Why did I have to waste my time on this? And it made me think that this happens a lot when you do these online chats, because, and I get it, they're going from a script. They don't actually really know that much. But I'm like, just give me the answer.
And part of it is a security thing, right?
No, this was not a security thing. This was stupid questions, like seriously stupid questions.
Oh, that's terrible. That's the exact opposite of the customer service BarkBox gives.
That is the opposite. You're absolutely right. Oh, I'm as you can see, I'm red with rage. Red with rage. It was horrible. I'm still mad about it.
As always, the get off my lawn segment never disappoints. We'll switch you back over to green. And we're going to wrap up the show, but we have something exciting coming.
We do.
Next week.
Yes.
We are going to have a Mizuno contest.
Wait.
Ah. No, because we have a Mizuno experience coming up from TPC Sawgrass.
Yes, and which I was just at, and it's beautiful.
We're going to be live streaming the 17th hole as THPers hit, along with Chris Vachal Walker from Mizuno.
This is one of those times where it drives me crazy, because in my head I'm like, well, what if you can't get service and you promise people that you're going to live stream?
We have made the mention that if service is not working, that we won't, and we'll do the written word of every single post, every single shot that's taken. But we're pretty excited about it. The guys are going to play. We're going to stream it. And I think that there's a perfect chance for a contest, something around the 17th green, along with which team will win. So stay tuned for that. We will kick that off on this show next week. And for myself and Morgan, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Bye.
THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network, your number one source for all things golf. Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.